views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about selfies and what they say about human nature. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, so what do selfies tell us about human nature?
You know, the basic point is that humans know how to act and put on a show.
Okay, wait a minute. What's wrong with that? Aren't we taught to put our best foot forward? And if you have to act a certain way, then that's your best foot?
You know, I can imagine all the kids that went over to grandma's and the parents would say, "You better be on your best behavior." I mean, how many times have we heard, you know, I'm not a kid and I get told that all the time when we go visit relatives, you know, so it's common in this culture. But here's the problem. The problem if you act or, you know, act in a way that is not really you for long enough, you start to lose that honest knowing of who you are and how you feel. And we've seen over the years a lack of self-knowledge and self-understanding is at the root of most problems that people have.
Okay.
Human beings have the ability to act, but with the selfie generation, social media, we've taken it way too far.
Okay. Are you saying that selfies and social media creates the problem?
Absolutely not. It is not a social media that's the problem. And or the selfie generation, so to speak. There have been studies about how the use of social media is associated with depression, but they miss the point.
Okay, then what is the point?
That human beings crave authentic contact with others, real authentic contact. Mm-hmm. And the studies say that social media is the problem because teenagers aren't having face-to-face interactions, but that's not the problem.
Okay.
There have been studies that say there's a link to depression and loneliness with social media use, but these studies neglect the root cause.
What is the root cause, Jason?
The root cause is a lack of connection with one's authentic self.
Mm.
And that leads to... when you have connection with your authentic self, that leads to authentic connections with others.
Ah.
And when that happens, it doesn't matter whether you're using social media or not.
Okay. So
you know, this is a big deal in our culture because we act all the time. We act when we do videos and put them online. We act when we take selfies. We act when we're in the corporate world. Oh my gosh, you know, this idea, you know, Patricia and I talked about this a lot. You know, being professional in the corporate world means, you know, sucking it up and not expressing your emotions when you and your boss says you have to work through the weekend and you want to say, you know,
sucker,
you know,
yeah.
Or take this job and shove it, or, you know, sure. I hate you, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's like, yes, sir, or no, sir, or yeah, we'll do that or whatever. And, after a while, that gets tiring.
Okay, let's go back to the social media thing for just a moment. That disconnect, that social media encourages that disconnect with others in the human way.
Yeah, you can imagine someone, and we've seen this all the time. You know,
sure,
someone's really depressed, and they're they're drooping and they've got a frown on their face. And then someone comes up and says, let's take a selfie. And then, oh, everything's great, you know, for 2 seconds and then back.
Exactly.
You know, most people, it's just conditioning. We're just trained to do that.
Oh, and because of the electronic age, it's becoming even more predominant that we're trained to do this, correct?
When we do videos or pictures that we post on Facebook, mm-hmm. you know, people for the most part are saying, yeah, look how much fun we're having. Look how great we are. Look how cute we are. Oh my gosh, you know.
Although I did see a puppy video the other day that was adorable where the dog was in the sink and oh, that's not the one you meant.
No, that's not what you mean. Yeah, I'm going to have to take her tablet away, you know. Between the cat videos and the puppy videos, you know, she could be gone for hours. But but that's nothing to do with what we're talking about today.
Okay.
Dogs and cats don't know how to act for the cameras. What we're talking about is when you're creating stories about yourself
that aren't true.
Yes.
Oh.
And when you're posting on Facebook and posting videos and stuff about your family and yourself, you're creating stories that of who you'd like to be and how you'd like to be perceived, not really who you are.
So let's. The question I have is, with the ecosystem approach, when you uncover who you are, then you can also, like with your family, you can uncover them as well and see the reality of what's going on.
Yes. The clearing of the energy. There's two main points for this segment. Okay. One is, and this is huge. This is really huge. We don't know the difference between acting and being.
Wait a minute. Most don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
In other words, if we play a role long enough, we start to believe it. I mean, there's a lot of misconceptions out there, like if you act happy, then you'll be happy. No, that's not true.
Turn that smile, turn that frown upside down.
Okay. Oh, that's
okay.
What happens is that pretty soon you lose touch with who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen so many people who they believe that role that they've played for so long,
yeah,
that they don't know who they are authentically, and they can't show up and be authentic in the world.
They don't know how, because they haven't been authentic with themselves first.
Yes.
The important part is about being authentic with themselves.
You know, I wonder, and this is just you know, rhetorical question, but I wonder how many actors and actresses who play a role long enough on a TV series start to forget who they are authentically versus who that role is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? A little known for those of you out there, I've actually worked with more than one, a few in Hollywood. And the ironic part is that the people that I've worked with appear to me, and I should say it this way, I see that they actually know authentically who they are. There's a part of them that does know it, because when they work with me, they have the ability to see themselves and hear the things that need to be removed, and are more than willing to do so, as well as I can see the truth of who they are. And it's really ironic. It really is, because you would think it's exactly what Jason said, and that has not been what I have found.
Well, and you know, typically to be an actor or an actress, you have to understand yourself really well.
Yes.
And go into emotional places, which is sort of self-revealing, which is when it works really nicely.
Right.
You know, Here's the problem in our society today, for the most part.
And okay.
This isn't. I'm not trying to say, I'm not trying to be philosophical and say we shouldn't do this or we shouldn't do that. The truth is that because we are so used to people acting, we can't tell the difference.
Yes.
And the difference between acting and being is only available to you when you look at energy. In other words, two people can come up to say, you know, hey, I love that hat. One of them can be completely lying through their teeth, and the other one can be authentically really loving your hat.
Yes.
The only way that you know the difference is by looking at the energy. And since most of us don't know how to look at the energy of ourselves versus any other people, we get duped all the time. There's so many con men and con people out there.
Yes.
Cons, you know, in terms of social media. You know, a lot of people think our president has been a con man. You know, we believe the roles that people throw out to the world and say, hey,
right,
this is who we are. And because we don't know how to look beyond that. And often as intuitives, and we've been doing this for a long time, and I did this in the Army before I did this because I love to find out the secrets. You know, I was in military intelligence and like to find the secrets. You know, the only way that you can tell the difference between someone who's acting or someone who's authentic is looking at their energy.
And how you do that, Jason, how someone just Joe off the street, so to speak, how you do that is start to use the ecosystem approach.
Yes,
and
because
it's really important.
The ecosystem approach, you start to uncover who you are.
Exactly.
And in that process of uncovering who you are, you see other people much more authentically because you start to see all the delusions and illusions that you've created for yourself.
Exactly.
And in that process, you start to see other people's illusions and delusions that they've created for themselves.
Right. So I just want to bring up one more point before we do what are the key points of this segment. And I have had more than one, in fact, multiple people say to me after they've met me and talked to me for a few minutes or, you know, for any length of time at all, I hear this a lot. You are so real. You're just there. I can see you're real, who you are. And the other thing that happens that goes right along with it, it's almost the next thing, is people trust me. And they trust me not only with their secrets, but they also trust me because they can see I'm authentic with myself.
It's so interesting because we have so many clients that we've worked with for years, you know,
exactly.
5, 10, 15 years on a regular basis. We've never met face to face. And yet they feel like we know them better than anybody else in the world. And that's because we always look at their energy.
Exactly.
They don't get to act with us. We look at their energy.
Exactly.
Which is the authentic part. Yes.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Selfies and social media teach us to act and perform really well.
Mm-hmm.
That if you act without a solid grasp of your authenticity, you begin to believe the roles you play. And the way you act that is different than how you feel is by knowing the energy. The energy is what's authentic.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach uncovers your authentic self so you can express it in the world for greater happiness.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about when you should act and when you should be authentic and knowing when to use each one. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, Join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about when you should act and when you should be authentic, and then knowing which one to use for whatever situation. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, I am so confused. We just talked about, you know, when you should act and that sort of thing. I don't understand. I thought you said acting was bad.
Well, it is, especially if you do it most of the time. Mm. But there are times in the world today that it's absolutely necessary.
Sure. Okay. So explain it. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
In a competitive world, that's about winning and performance and showing your authentic self is dangerous and puts you at a great disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Showing yourself, that includes your worries, your fears, your anxieties. When you do that in a competitive environment, it can be exploited. And a seasoned game player will see that and use that against you.
Mm-hmm.
Putting on a mask and creating a virtual role that you play can be an advantage.
Well, are there other times you should act or play a role?
Well, yes, it's very much driven by context. For example, there are some times in your family you just can't be honest. It may be with a parent or parents, that awful cousin, that uncle, parents. You know, we've heard so much about how politics has divided families. So what most people, what they do is just...
By the way, for centuries.
Yes. Well, and it's especially true today.
Yes.
And it's divided families. Most families deal with it by not talking about it,
yeah.
which keeps you from being authentic, you know?
You mean the rule that is at the table that says no guns at the table?
No
oh,
argument.
They meant cell phones.
No argument.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's different. You know, sometimes with certain people in your family, you want to be on the phone, you know, because you don't want to deal with them. But, you know, you know, there's so many instances, and we see this all the time where people have problems with close relatives. It's because you can't be authentic. You can't be yourself.
Yeah.
Because they won't get it. They won't understand. They won't accept it.
Or they'll think you're attacking them.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one of the things. So, you know, explain work and corporate versus teams.
Well, basically, you know, there's some things, and I know this because I was in the armed services, but like policemen and firemen that are very close knit, where on the job it's life threatening. It could be that way in a medical facility also, emergency room, that sort of thing, where
sure.
You bond with the people next to you because it's so intense. And often those people will go home and then put on an act about how their day was as opposed to what really happened. And as a result, they create these barriers with them and their family as opposed to those people at work.
Well, but people would do that under the guise of saying, I want to protect my family.
And that's because, and there's some truth to that.
Okay.
But the problem is we don't understand authenticity and how that leads to connection and intimacy and love.
Ah.
And we have so many misconceptions about playing a role versus, you know, being strong and what that means.
Okay.
You know, if we can't be authentic with at least a few people in our life, it's very isolating.
Right. Okay. So when should you be authentic? You know, are there rules?
Well, you know, we don't like rules because it makes people think like machines.
Mm-hmm.
Simply though, it's when it's emotionally safe to do so.
Ah, I see. Okay. So how do you know when it's safe?
There are no indicators. It's a matter of being able to read the energy and then be able to recover when it doesn't work out. In other words, if you read the energy and say, I can trust this person, then if it doesn't work out, then you deal with it and
okay.
then move on. Okay. Some people, if it doesn't work out, they're devastated.
Yes.
And they can't get out of it. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is they create these hard emotional barriers where they don't ever read the energy. They just they close out everybody, which isn't helpful either.
Well, and that can create a lot of, you know, that crazy thinking that can happen, you know, when someone has no way of connecting with others.
Right. Yeah. But here's the main point.
Okay?
Okay. Whether you're a sociopath, which means you can act like you have emotions, but you don't, or you're just playing a role, people can't tell the difference. And the only way that you can tell when it's safe and the other person has good motives is by looking at the energy.
Mm.
And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you need the ecosystem approach.
Right.
Because the process of uncovering who you are, you start to look at the energies, the authentic energies that you have, clear them away, and as a result, you become more authentic first with yourself.
Mm. And you know, some of you might think that's kind of scary, but it's really kind of, I'm going to use the word neat or cool, when you can start seeing who you are. And the first thing that comes up that I see a lot of people say is, well, I'm not going to like me. Well, I guarantee you, you will. There's parts of you that you're going to go, I don't like that part of me. Well, then guess what? With the ecosystem approach, you have the right to change it.
Well, and here's what most people miss.
Okay.
The parts you don't like really aren't you.
Mm,
you know, go back to our discovery series of part one and two.
True.
Where we saw that there's 80% of your negative, 80% of your essence is filled with negative energy.
True.
If that's the case, then there's a lot of parts of you that you don't like.
Yeah.
But they're not really you. They're just attached to you.
I see.
I need to give you an example of understanding someone's motives.
Okay.
You know, let's say you get a new job and your boss says, oh, we're all a family here and we help each other and we're accepting of each other.
Right.
Well, you don't know if she's lying or self-delusional. And they could be both. She could be saying that because it sounds good, or she could be delusional and really believes it. But
right.
It's not really the case. The reality could be much different. The only way you know is by looking at the energy of the place.
Okay.
You know, if you're looking for a new job, if you're looking for a new boyfriend, if you're looking for a new family, mm-hmm. looking at the energy is what tells you what's safe and what isn't.
And I want to add, even a new neighborhood. If you're looking to move, look at the energy of the neighborhood.
Exactly.
You know, it's really kind of interesting.
And if most people, you know, if you have no idea what we're talking about, energy is a tool that you have to have in your toolbox.
Exactly.
You know, we are so phony with each other that unless you can feel and perceive energy, you can't tell the real from the crunchy, from the fake.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And you know, by the way, a lot of foods like that.
Yeah.
You know, we're so used to processed foods.
Oh,
and bad food that we can't tell good food when we taste it.
Right.
that's another show. We'll have to do that show.
We'll definitely do that. Okay. So Jason, talk about how when you're not authentic, things like depression and unhappiness happen.
You need to be authentic in parts of your life. And the more parts, the better. In other words, if you can't be authentic at work, you have to be authentic at home. Or, yeah. And that's not a rule.
And you have to be authentic with yourself.
Yeah, that's where it starts.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then you have to have some people that you need to be authentic with. We see so many relationships, and that's one of the reasons people come to us about relationships.
Right.
Is that they can't be authentic in these close relationships that they have, and they feel trapped.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I just want to remind everyone that when you're not happy, that negative energy really wears on you, and it causes many, many problems, not just depression and feeling unworthy. When you're not happy with you, there's things that don't go right. Let's just put it that way.
We often think in terms of other people. We think about, how can I trust this person? Can I trust this is going to happen?
Right.
But there's no guarantees about other people's behavior. But if you look at their energy, you can understand their motives. And sometimes people don't have good motives at all.
Right.
And sometimes people try really hard and sometimes they fall short. And those are the people you want to forgive and go on. Mm-hmm. But there are the people that have no intention of doing it right, but they'll act like they're sincere and they're sorry and I'm sorry I did this to you and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This is the archetype of the bad marriage is where, the spouse will have really bad behavior and then they'll say, oh, I'm so sorry. I won't ever do it again. And the other spouse says, well, I just have to forgive them. Well, sometimes some people you should forgive because they have good motives and some people you shouldn't.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Acting is sometimes necessary for self-preservation and success.
Okay.
If you can't stop or never stop acting, it is harmful and leads to unhappiness and depression.
And other things.
Yes. Sickness, illness.
Right. Toxic energy.
The more places you can be authentic in your life, the happier, healthier, and more satisfied you'll be.
Okay.
And knowing the difference between acting and being having authenticity comes from using the ecosystem approach.
I absolutely love it. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how personality compulsions and traits can force you to play or act a role versus being authentic. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about how personality compulsions and traits can force you to act or play a role versus being authentic. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need instead of our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what do you mean personality compulsion force you to play a role versus being authentic? I'm not really clear on that.
We have used the Enneagram, which is a personality typing system, and as a way to help people uncover their authentic self. And the Enneagram helps you understand the negative energy that's attached to you so you can remove it, and you understand that your personality type by those compulsions. Okay. So for example, in the Enneagram, there's certain types that are aggressive types, eights, ones, and threes. So when they are under stress, when they're pushed up against the wall, they compulsively tend to blame, bully, act righteous, and try and control others.
Sure.
It's compulsive. They don't think about it. They just do it. Mm-hmm. But they're often, those compulsions are often invisible. There are passive types that feel ashamed, guilty, and responsible for the bad things that happen to themselves and others. And as a result, they often try and act like that guilt and shame, that feeling of responsibility isn't there, whether it's with arrogance, whether it's with shyness, whether it's with meekness, difficulty saying no, or difficulty having conflicts.
So
these
so
are all compulsions.
I was just going to add, and they hide. That oftentimes the
authentic self.
Yes, they do.
And
definitely.
And they, because they're compulsive, you don't choose to do it. You're not making a choice about it. It just happens.
Right.
You know, if something bad happens to you and you act out, you're angry and aggressive, you know, most people think, oh, well, that's really bad behavior. That person has really bad behavior. Well, sometimes they can't help it because it's compulsive.
You know, I'm going to say this and Jason's going to go, what? But I need to say this. The compulsion of, if there's a candy bar sitting on the table, how many people will go up and with a note that says, this is for you, how many people will go up and actually eat it? And by the way, I would say more often than not, that's a form of a compulsion, is what he's talking about. But when it comes to behavior, that anger or resentment about something or even jealousy, that's what he's talking about being compulsive, that's connected to your personality.
Well, and she doesn't know I'm going to talk about this, but you know, when I first met Patricia, she had this hard exterior. It was angry, and it was kind of like a tough guy. And the truth is, you know,
that's impossible.
You know, when we started to clear together and do the ecosystem approach, what was revealed, and which is what I fell in love with, was this. There was this sweet woman that had lots of talents and abilities. And now, after all these years of using the ecosystem approach, and it's always a process, you never arrive, but I can say that she's as strong as she's ever been, emotionally strong as she's ever been, but that tough exterior, which is just...
Protection
and really a role. It's fake. It's like a selfie.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
You know, it wasn't true at all. Mm-hmm. Has been uncovered, but she now has the confidence to say, "Oh, this is who I am in the world, and take it or leave it." And most people take it. It's like, yeah,
take this, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
You know,
talk about the client who wanted to be like Richard Branson.
Yes. Oh, we had a client one time. This is story time, but just to understand how this works, you know, he wanted to be like Richard Branson, and he subscribed to this illusion that's out there that says if you want to grow and develop and challenge yourself, pick out someone you want to emulate or model yourself after. You know, modeling is part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and that's programming,
okay,
which is what we're talking about. That's the problem.
Yes.
Because programming disconnects you from your essence. But, you know, he wanted to model himself after Richard Branson, and, this guy was a business tycoon. He's an author, a jet setter.
Richard Branson, not the client.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he created Virgin Airlines and a group of businesses. He was an amazing entrepreneur. But this guy wanted to be like him. And mm-hmm. I can see this because he grew up with very disapproving parents. And I think he felt that if he was like Richard Branson, his parents would approve of him.
Ah.
Well, you know, that disapproval is an energy. And if it affects you, that effect of that disapproval is an energy also. And you can clear that. Clear them both. And then instead of being like Richard Branson, be who you are.
Exactly.
Which could be even more amazing.
Yes.
But we try and we say, oh, that can't be good enough. It has to be
like this.
Like this.
It has to be programmed. I have to be programmed like this to be this.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And so there's another story about this engineer. He was very successful. He was a developer and engineer, and he wanted to be more spiritual. He had actually arrived early in life. I think he was in his late 40s. So he's very economically, he was very well-to-do. But he wanted to be more spiritual, and he wanted to have meaning in his life and feel good about himself. He was completely hollow. So what did he do? Well, he acted what he thought the way you should be to be that way, which was he would meditate for a whole hour. He set up his shrine in his house, and he used it on a regular basis. He started talking in spiritual terms, but he missed the whole point because you can't act a certain way to be that way. You have to change the energy. And someone said, well, isn't meditating for an hour helping change your energy? Well, sometimes. You know, if you meditate in a way that you're forcing yourself, you're tricking yourself, you're manipulating yourself, you don't want to do it and you just do it anyways, you're not really allowing the energy. You're just kind of torturing it.
Well, you're programming yourself.
Yes.
You know, I do have one more question after this one, but you know, as we're talking about all of this, you know, I'm going to tell my age. I went through the 60s, you know, far out, man. And I got to tell you, there were so many people who were acting as if they were free spirits and they were free to do whatever they wanted. And about 90% of those people, either dead from drugs at the moment or free love, but they're back in the corporate world. They're in the corporate world and they're, you know, trying to survive. The problem was is the 60s missed it. It missed your authentic self.
Yes.
And it's really, you know,
they tried to act like they were free spirits and they were open and, you know, love everybody, love, you know, love is the answer.
Far out, man, peace, love,
but
love, rock and roll.
You can't act like love. You have to have the energy of love, and they miss that.
And how you get that is what?
With the ecosystem approach.
There we go. There
you know, people do the same thing with drugs. They try and use drugs to find this spiritual awakening, but it doesn't work. It's the energy.
No, it really messes with you. Sorry, but yes. So I have one more question for you, Jason. What does all of this information that we've been talking about, what does it have to do with selfies?
Well, okay, we'll bring it all the way back.
Okay.
And that is that with a selfie, you're acting. And that human beings have the capability of acting, and they can do it really well, a form of self-preservation.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that you should. And taking a selfie is a lie because you're acting and posing. Mm. And when you're posting on Facebook, it's a lie too, because it shows like everything's great. And it may not be that everything is great.
Right, right. Okay. So what are the key points of this segment?
Compulsive behaviors keep people from authenticity.
Okay.
These compulsive behaviors are itemized in the personality typing system of the Enneagram. Mm-hmm. That's where to find out, you know, what yours are. Acting and compulsive behaviors are keep all people from authenticity and happiness.
Mm.
And clearing the negative energy using the ecosystem approach is the way to overcome acting of all types.
Okay. So Jason, quickly, tell us how we use the energy approach to what we do.
We're gonna do some clearing next segment. All you have to do is follow along, breathe with us as we say, and to eliminate, gather up all those feelings, emotions, veils, whatever we say, and blow them into an imaginary trash can. If there's an actual trash can, blow it into that. If there's not, create one in your mind's eye, use your imagination, and do it. It's that simple.
Okay, and then we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that there is that any of us have access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to pull in that life force energy right in through the top of our head, let it go down our torso and arms, to the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around and we're going to blow it out. We're going to blow out any negative energy that's left behind. This is amazing.
It is amazing.
Join us in the next section or in the next segment and try it out. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you begin to remove clearing the compulsions to act and play a role that doesn't serve you. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you get started clearing the compulsions to act and play a role that does not serve you. Jason, take it away.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate any feelings I have to try and cover up my authentic feelings by acting in a different way. Gather up all that the feeling that you have to cover up. Blow them into that trash can.
You know, I want to make a comment. Women are taught that they have to cover up. One of the ways that they do it, and it's one of the biggest businesses today, is by wearing makeup. Don't get me wrong. I wear makeup, yes. But if you see it for the truth that it is, then you'll understand one of the places you start to cover up. Take another breath.
So with that said, and to eliminate the shame, guilt, and unworthiness that I have, that I try and act like it's not there. Mm-hmm. Try and cover that up. Take a breath. Gather up all that shame, guilt, and unworthiness that you feel like you have to cover.
One more breath on that one, everybody. And to eliminate feeling that if people really knew me, I would be judged, criticized, abused, and shunned. I release and let go all of that negative energy and all of that fear. Take a breath. Get rid of it.
And to eliminate the need to hide my true self with everyone to avoid judgment, criticism, and abuse.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see which relationships in my life are safe and which are not, where I need to act and where I don't need to act. Take a breath.
And to eliminate that disconnection with my true self because I'm hiding behind a selfie-like picture of myself. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear of being authentic, starting with myself. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the anger, bitterness, and resentment that I have about being trapped in roles that are not real for me. Take a breath. When you start using the ecosystem approach, which is what we're doing right now, clearing away, mm-hmm. you find answers to feeling trapped.
And you also find solutions in how to get out of those that like feeling trapped or all that fear. And yes, it takes a while, but start today, right now. In fact, and to eliminate all the anger, bitterness, and resentment I have about being trapped in the roles that keep me from being authentic for me, starting right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate feeling powerless and a victim to those roles because I don't know any other way to do it.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fears and worries and anxieties that make me act like someone I'm not. Breathe.
And to eliminate the deep depression and unworthiness that I have where I try to hide and cover up with a happy face.
Yes.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I'm trapped in my own phony selfie. Take a breath.
Take a breath. Okay, Jason, I say let's activate some life force energy. What do you say?
Let's do that.
All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force to connect with my essence as the source of my authentic self. Take a breath, everyone. Pull it in through the top of your head. Breathe. Let it go all the way down your arms and torso and clear to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can feel the authentic part of myself and honor those. Take a breath.
That's a good one. Top of your head, tips of your toes, blow it out. And to activate life force so I can trust that uncovering my essence will help me be more authentic and help me have a better life. Take a breath. Tips of your head, through your head, down to the tips of your toes, blow it out. And to activate, activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and creative and have fun and laugh and enjoy myself and be peaceful and creative in all the things that I do, starting with myself right now. Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy all the way to the tips of your toes. Turn around, turn it around, and let it help you remove any negative energies that's left behind. Blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Memories.
Hmm.
Now, you know, we're gonna talk about the memories that haunt you.
Okay.
And our fears about those and how we try and cover up those memories. Mm. And then, and this doesn't seem like it's even related, but our fear of dementia, Alzheimer's, and those things that make us lose our memory as we age. Mm. They're related.
Oh, that's interesting.
It'll be a very interesting show because whether you have PTSD or you can't remember where you put your keys, which I've always had the problem all my life. So, you know, this is the show for you. So be sure and tune in.
Okay. If some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
If you really want to have a better life, you need to use the ecosystem approach. And the way you do that, we've made it so simple for you. All you have to do is sign up for our newsletter. Mm. Every week on our newsletter, you'll get clearing statements to use for that week. And use them every day. Put them on your phone. Bring them up when you have a few minutes and do a few clearings. It'll be amazing. You'll start working with the energy. Every week we have a different topic and different clearings. And so you can use those every single week. But you have to sign up for the newsletter. It's really, really important. So do that now. You can do that by going to our website at www.livinglighter.org. It's org. And go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and your email address.
Okay.
And if you really liked us today, please go to Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org on Facebook. and like us. Leave a comment, you know, leave a selfie. We'd love to see.
Oh, we would like to see selfies.
A phony one and an authentic one.
There
do that.
Go.
Yeah, that would be great. But sure, like us in the meantime.
Exactly. We will connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.